The punk attitude that anyone can make a record, musician or not, and the emergent technology would continue to influence music right throughout the decade. But let's look again at that first top 10 of the 80s. Two records don't seem to quite fit anything. There was... Who could forget Fiddler's Dram? And there was the record which was for me, and I guess many other people too, an introduction to rap. The Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight.
I said a hip hop, the hip me to the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously.
Like so many records in recent years, Rapper's Delight has been remixed and repackaged to a 1980-something styly. But I asked dance music label manager Morgan Khan if it had been significant on the day of its first release.
Very much so. Previously, it was R&B soul-oriented tracks that were the norm. With the advent of the Sugar Hill Gang and Sugar Hill Records, we saw a new style of music, then called electro rap, now called hip-hop. It was significant in terms that the beats, the rhythm tracks have now, for a generation, almost 10 years, influenced to a lesser or more degree black as well as pop-orientated music. Hip-hop was a force people thought was a one-off novelty record. Sugar Hill Gang record people thought was, you know, this is a great novelty. In, you know, at the end of almost a decade of popular music, we see hip-hop influencing Bobby Brown, Madonna, on the pop-orientated side. We see the Style Council, we see the Pet Shop Boys, all having an influence of that change in style of music from the straight four pattern to a much more rhythm-orientated groove.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV, says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
It's great to sit in an office and to watch around you the styles change and see the whole pop genre try and change towards what the dance artists are creating. And that has definitely been a very significant change in the 80s as opposed to the 70s, 60s. The white pop artists have looked towards the dance-orientated artists, their beats, their rhythms, their grooves, the black feel, to try and gain credibility, sales, and a much broader marketplace.
Yeah. go out at night. Eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet. Face to face, it's cheek to cheek. One to one, man to man, it's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door.
Blondie's Rapture, a number 5 hit from 1981, one of the first mainstream records to embrace the new trend in dance music. To see the development of another kind of early 80s music, we need to once again go back to the punk days, and a very special nightclub in Liverpool.